your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
11-210, the talk number 1-300-872-911. Michelle is on the line at Edmonton. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
What are you saying, Michelle?
Oh, look, you know, with all this hoopla with kids with ADHD and fetal alcohol, you know, that's why they commit all these crimes. I disagree with that because my grandson is going on 12 this year. I've had him from the age of 6 months of age and I knew something was wrong. If you want to blame someone, if parents do take them to paediatricians, they have to be persistent because I took my grandson to 5 before one actually sat and observed us for an hour, then called me and she looked at how he behaved and not just going on my say-so. So he's got ADHD and fetal alcohol. So 5 years ago, I got him diagnosed. He's on medication. Before then, it was a hard road teaching him what's right, what's wrong. But, you know, persistence in parenting, lay down the law, put in, you know, there are consequences if you misbehave. I even stand by that today with my 16 and 17-year-old granddaughter and son. If they stuff up, I don't care, I'll take your phone. You have to have consequences for your wrongdoing because the rules that you teach them at home are the rules that are out there when they fly the coop.
Okay. Well, tell me about the fact that you've done this through fundamentally providing consequences for doing things they shouldn't be doing. Are you saying sometimes with fetal alcohol syndrome plus ADHD in this particular case, some parents should be more focusing on consequences for bad action?
Yes. Like before we got him diagnosed, you know, he'd be on the Xbox. If he played up at school because, you know, he'd spiral out of control and I'd have to go and pick him up because, you know, he just couldn't calm down. I learnt how to, my partner and I learnt breathing techniques. We'd sent him with balloons in his pocket, so if he was getting angry or, you know, kids were ridiculing him because, you know, we're Indigenous, he's white skin. He's Aboriginal Island Kiwi.
Yeah.
He's got blue eyes, he's white, and he calls two black people mum and dad.
Yes.
So, you know, he was getting ridiculed at school. How come they're not your mum and dad? Did they steal you? You know, I mean, out of the mouth of babes.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Their children, they're innocent.
Yes.
And, you know, he'd get upset about that.
I know it sounds basic, but please expand on the breathing technique using balloons. This could be important to some mums and dads.
When he's, like, frustrated, when somebody's pushed his button, we've taught him not to hit. Hitting is a no-go. You know, you don't hit back, you don't hit out of frustration, and you don't get angry.
Yes.
You breathe, just exhale and inhale, you know, blow the balloon up. One breath at a time, breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, into the balloon. And it calmed him down. It still does to this day.
Isn't this interesting? Because a lot of people, I think, they hear fetal alcohol syndrome and they throw their arms up in despair saying, what can you do? You're saying there are things you can do
there
to moderate the effects.
Change their diet. I mean, in the morning, my partner and I cook him a high protein with coconut oil. We do panko chicken. We give him a small piece of steak with 2 eggs. I mean, it's a long road. But for his slow relief medication that he takes every day, it helps. I mean, he may not have an appetite during the day, but as long as he's had breakfast, which is the main meal of the day, because you're fueling your body from resting all night, he'll come home after school and he'll eat fruit. We don't give him soft drink. I'll do food colouring in water.
Yes.
And say it's cordial.
Oh, okay.
He's none the wiser because they've never had cordial. They've only had the food colouring in their water from babes.
Isn't this interesting? Meaning if it was sugar, it would impact on him negatively.
Oh, hell yes. His eyes would dilate and he'd just be bouncing off the roof of feeling.
Gee, this is a good insight. This is such an important insight. Can I just take you back to talking to a practitioner, a specialist practitioner, on matters like fetal alcohol, paediatrician? Talk to me about that. How much did that help or not help?
I took him to four before one actually sat and observed us. We didn't know. I didn't know that she was observing us. Mm. They just told me that she was running behind in her appointment. That was fine. So she saw him at his peak. Because when the other paediatricians came to see us, he'd be on his best behaviour. So, yes, you know, the other four, I did think I was going crazy. I was seeing something that wasn't there.
Mm.
But persistence pays off.
Gee, this is a good story. This is a wonderful story. Michelle, as you know, people hear that term and they throw their arms up in despair. You're saying, no, hang in there. There are answers. Yeah, you can get better outcomes, but you have to go searching.
You can. I mean, like, his disability, ADHD, fetal alcohol, it is autism, but on a different spectrum.
Yeah.
And, like, now, you know, he's coming up to teenage. The one thing they don't like is change. Now, I'm worried because he's grade 7 next year. He's going to go to high school where he's got to go to different classrooms.
Mm.
You know, but we've been speaking to him and telling him and, you know, we actually speak to our children. We don't put our arms up and say, oh, bugger it.
Yes.
You know, you learn the hard way. We try to teach them to prepare them. And that's what you have to have patience. Patience is a virtue.
Yes.
And it is something that you need in life, especially when you have a child with a disability like that. I mean, you can't flog them. You can't flog the disability out of them.
Mm.
But you can resonate.
Mm.
And, you know, when you do put punishment in place, stand your ground. If they come whinging and complaining and I'm bored, cut them off, you know. Mm. Block them out of your head. Because that's why they do it. They do it to get what they want.
Yeah,
but
course.
If you stand your ground and don't give in for how long it takes, because we've taken his Xbox off him for a week.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of complaining, I'm bored. And he'll just walk around, you know, he used to walk around and I'm bored in the house, I'm bored. COVID was worse when we was in lockdown. But we got through it. You know, my partner would take him fishing or we set up a boxing bag. So when he got bored and frustrated, he'd hit the boxing bag, ride the bike, exercise bike, do push-ups, sit-ups. I mean, he's a pretty fit little 12-year-old. But, you know, you have to find a common ground and build up on that and show them that you are interested in what they're doing instead of you making them do what you want them to do.
Yeah.
You have to listen. Listen is the key. That's the key factor.
Michelle, there'll be mums and dads listening to you saying, oh, my God, thank God I've heard this today. It's just solid gold for people who can't find answers. They might have gone down dry gullies. Suddenly you've come on the show this morning without any notice whatsoever. They've been listening and they thought, oh, thank God, we'll have another crack at this. Why did you ring, by the way? Why did you want to share this wisdom?
Because that minister... How she said, you know, they're doomed from in the womb. Yes, they are. But as a carer, you have to change that social out of you. You know, anyone can do it. You just have to teach them the right way. And you can.
Mm.
You can teach them the right way. They can be taught from young.
Yes. I mean,
don't any other side. Because my daughter was going through domestic violence. When I rang family services and said, you know, you guys need to go around and check, I got told to stop being an overbearing mother and to let my daughter be a mother.
Gee, this has been fascinating. Which minister were you referring to, by the way? You just said you heard some minister.
The one that you
quoted this morning.
Yes.
Michelle Landry.
That's it.
She said many Indigenous children were doomed before they left the womb because of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. That triggered you getting on this program and sharing this wisdom with other parents in similar situations.
Yeah, because, like I said, I'm Indigenous.
Mm.
You know, you've got to educate people. I mean, come step in my shoes for one day. I'll get up at 5 o'clock with my granddaughter, his sister. And then I've got to cook his meal before he wakes up, get other kids ready for school, do their lunches, make sure he's had his medication. And then, you know, that's my day. That's my morning. And then all day I'm cleaning, cooking, getting ready for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Dealing with family services, coming to check on the granddaughter that, you know, it's a big thing in my life.
Yes.
You know, I've brought up her three siblings. Stop coming and putting me under the microscope. I can do my job.
Yes.
I'm not a drug addict. I'm not an alcoholic.
Mm.
Help their mother. You want to reunify her children with them? I mean, the oldest is 17, the youngest is 18 months. And there's no way she's going to get them back. Yeah. I will fight tooth and nail.
Oh, Michelle, this has been remarkable. But you are just, you're a saint, what you're achieving. You are a saint.
Can I put it out there for the listeners that do have children that are undiagnosed and can't find a doctor?
Yeah.
Dr. Leslie Everhart at Kilton Space. She's my godsend. She is my godsend. She is the one that sat and observed and actually listened. I mean, when she told me what my grandson had, I cried because I wasn't going crazy.
Mm.
I wasn't too old to bring him up.
Yes.
You know, every child is unique. Every child is different. I mean, I've had nine, but I've never seen one like him.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew in my heart, and I, you know, back then, there wasn't a lot known about what effect drugs and alcohol can do to an unborn fetus.
Yes.
You know, one minute they're saying, you can have a couple of glasses of wine, it won't do any harm.
Mm.
You know, but I know different.
You're just marvellous. It was Dr. Leslie Everhart, was it?
Yes. She's a paediatrician at Cairns Base Hospital. She is a brilliant paediatrician. And also my GP, Jack Hickey at Balance Edmonton, he actually sat and he listened. Instead of telling me, he said, how can I help you, Michelle?
Oh, gee, this is a story and a half. This is a wonderful story. I've got to leave you now, Michelle, but I can't thank you enough for this contribution today. You're
no
just
worries.
Marvellous.
Look, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share that with your listeners. I wanted to say something because it's frustrating.
Oh, this has been solid gold. Thank you, Michelle.
No worries. You have a lovely day.
What
thank
a wonderful,
you.
Wonderful person. That's Michelle out at Edmonton.